Welcome to the Passive Profits Podcast from StraightBlocker.com, where you'll learn from people already doing it how to build profit-producing online assets without having to leave the house. Now, here's your host, the guy whose biggest fear is having a boss, Nate Rivers.
Okay, this is session six of the Passive Profits Podcast. This is Nate Rivers, and I have a whole blog post on this, so I'm going to try to convert this to just have it make sense in audio, because this is just for the podcast, obviously. So this is the first real training in the Amazon series that I'm doing, a series of posts and podcasts on how to get started with the Amazon Associates program. Just to recap, the Amazon Associates program, the reason I like it so much is just because it converts so well. Everybody out there is comfortable buying stuff on Amazon, and it's not that hard to outrank Amazon's own entries for certain products and really just provide more helpful information. You can kind of aggregate review information and product reviews and stuff like that, and you know, make it anything from funner for people to read versus what's just on Amazon's product pages to more informative. So the Amazon Associates program is just a great place to start with your online business, to just build these little review sites around products or product categories. So what we're going to go over today is basically just how to set up a WordPress blog for your Amazon site, and kind of the pros and cons of different Amazon review themes. And this is all in my own opinion. So, okay, the first thing is, if you're new to this whole thing, then you need hosting. I just can't recommend to anybody. I mean, you know, people email me and say, "Why don't I have any money to get started?" I mean, first of all, if you don't have any money, like zero, to get started with an internet business, then you shouldn't start, basically, because to do this right, it does cost some money. So the first thing you need is your own hosting account. You do not want to start building your sites on Blogger or like free blogging services, because you don't have any control over those. You don't know if they're going to get wiped out one night, or all kinds of things can happen. You need total control over your own sites. They don't rank nearly as well as just self-hosted WordPress sites. I mean, there's a thousand reasons. So if you need to get started with hosting, I would start with HostGator. HostGator is like $7 a month for the baby plan. You can put in as many websites into that hosting package as you want. So it's not $7 per month per site. It's just $7 for your whole hosting account. If you're just listening to this on audio, you can go to StrayBlogger.com/HostGator, and your first month will be for a penny if you start with them, if you don't have your own hosting account. So there's that. You set that up. Once you're in HostGator and you've set up an account, you need to install WordPress. Installing WordPress is incredibly easy. You just either use SimpleScripts or Fantastico. And on the blog post here, if you come to StrayBlogger.com, there's a link to several WordPress tutorials, one specifically for how to install WordPress inside of HostGator. It's really easy to do. It's literally a few clicks. Okay, so what I want to go over now is Amazon review themes. Obviously, as like with anything, any concept, marketers out there have like made products specifically around that. So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of WordPress themes that claim they're specifically for Amazon review sites. The first few Amazon review sites that I have made, I used a couple different free themes. Once I started using the Profits theme, now I use the Profits theme on all of my sites, because it just really is, it does exactly what the name says. It helps you make high converting, good looking sites very easily. So for me, I just use Profits theme on all my sites. You can customize Profits theme to make it look however you want. It really excels with, you know, product sites, like selling your own digital products, because it has the free, the membership software built into it. But I also use it on all my Amazon sites and AdSense sites. So that's what I use. When it comes down to it, I purchased and tried out some of the specific Amazon themes. And like I said, they don't really offer you anything specifically better, you know, for selling Amazon products. Because here's the main idea. With Amazon affiliate sites, the number one thing that you want to do is get people to click to Amazon. That's it. So you can spend a lot of time trying to, you know, tweak your pages and increase your, you know, conversion rate a little bit, but in the end, they still have to go to Amazon and make a purchase. So I just don't think that it's really worth that much time to try to really figure out, you know, how to, because you can't, is my main point. You can't really, you don't have control over the final purchase process, no matter how your site looks. So the best thing that you can do to get traffic to Amazon is have a very clean layout with a lot of white space so that your links to Amazon are prominent. You want to use in-text links, and we'll get into, you know, there are definitely things that do convert better than others when it comes to Amazon sites. We'll get into some of those things in another training, but, or in a later podcast session here. But the main point is you just need to find a theme that you like working with. I like Profit's theme. You need to create clean layouts. I would tell you to use as much white space as possible. Just a super clean, simple layout is good. That's how I make all my sites, whether they're AdSense, my own product sites, or anything. I mean, you can see Stray Blogger. It's basically a pure white background. That's how I like my sites to look. So, I mean, if you're bent on using a theme specifically for Amazon sites, I'll tell you what some of the three most popular ones are. The Flex Squeeze theme, you can just Google that. That's one of the most popular ones. There's a theme just called the Review theme. If you Google that, it'll be in the top three results. It's review-theme.com, I believe. And then the Penthesilea theme. That one's made by a member on the Warrior Forum. And it's a good, clean, simple theme. And it's a paid theme, so I mean, I guess just my opinion is I can make the same type of site with Profit's theme, which I've already purchased, so that's, yeah. I just use Profit's theme, like I said. Okay, now there's a whole nother version of things. There's Amazon Review plugins. So again, marketers out there have made plugins specifically, you know, the idea is that they make your Amazon review sites more profitable. And you know, the most popular ones, again, it's the big one is ReviewAzon. That's ReviewAzon.com. I bought that to try it out. So with most of these plugins, especially the popular ones, including ReviewAzon, the selling point is that it pulls content from Amazon.com for you for a certain product, and it will even auto-generate, you know, multiple pages. So that sounds good. You know, you install a plugin, you click a few buttons or check boxes, you put in what your site's about or what Amazon category it is, or based around a keyword, and then it'll automatically pull the content from all the related products in that category and create separate pages on your site for you. So yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, it's like a one-click install and you have 20 pages of content, but it's 100%, you know, copied content word for word from Amazon. Obviously, there's no other place to get it. And that's not going to get you anywhere in the search engines. So the thing that has worked absolutely hands down the best for me is to write completely unique reviews. You know, mind-bending concept, I know. Completely unique reviews, and you know, you link to Amazon a few times in your body content, you have a product image. So I don't like those plugins. I mean, I don't think they add anything. You know, they'll pull in the exact the exact look and feel of an Amazon page, which, and I could see it both ways. That could be helpful, but then again, if you want, I don't know. I just like the idea of a completely unique site so that people, when they come there, they just see, okay, this is a, you know, this is separate from Amazon. This isn't, you know, like just pulling the exact content from Amazon. So I just think that completely unique content on your Amazon review sites works better, hands down. So after I've used a few of these plugins and tried them out, there was really only one that I like. And it doesn't, it's not a plugin that pulls content for you. Well, it kind of does. What it is, it's called the Affiliate Product Comparison Tables. And it's a simple little plugin that in a few clicks will put together a really good looking comparison table for you for as many products as you want. It works best with, you know, obviously 4 or 5 products at a time. But that's the only plugin that I downloaded that I think I'm going to keep using. I really, really like how it works. And I put a YouTube video here on the page or on the blog post here. So again, you can view that if you visit strayblogger.com and watch the video to see exactly how it works. But before I downloaded this, you know, a few weeks ago, I knew that the idea of a product comparison table makes sense, that it would, you know, just helps you lay out the key vital information for the customer in one spot, just an easy to view comparison table. And so I tried some other plugins that were just made specifically to make tables, not for Amazon or anything, just a table plugin in WordPress. And the best one that I found was a free plugin called TinyMCE Advanced. And I spent a few hours figuring out how to actually build a table from scratch. And then I heard about this plugin that this guy had on the Warrior Forum had made, and I downloaded it. It's like it was a $10 WSO. I mean, it's still $10. You can still buy it. And yeah, this thing hands down beat out, you know, those $80 plugins that I just got done talking about. So this way you can make a comparison table. Let's say that one page is for a certain product. Well, you can make a table using this plugin that just reviews the most similar, you know, the 3 most similar products to the product you're actually reviewing on a specific page. And that just adds just more credibility and more usable. It's more usable, more user-friendly, and helpful to the viewer. So I just really like this plugin. So that's really the only Amazon plugin that I think I'm going to keep using. So and that's pretty much everything I was going to cover in this lesson. To sum things up, I realize that for some of you, none of this info is new, but you know, I'm making a whole series of training sessions on using Amazon Associates program from start to finish, so I needed to have this in here. So if you're advanced, I promise there will be some more advanced tips that you'll find more interesting in the next few tutorials. You know, hopefully you take a second to go to iTunes, search for Stray Blogger in the search bar, and then leave my podcast, the Stray Blogger Podcast, a rating. Unless it's like a 1-star rating, then just don't do it. If you're new to Amazon or internet marketing in general, then what you need to do now is just get a hosting account, install WordPress, install a theme. To get to apply for the Amazon Associates program and get approved, you're going to need to have at least 2 or 3 pages of content on that site. They're not really strict, but you need to at least have a site you can show them. And then, again, I'll get into more detail on how to set up the pages specifically, what will increase your conversion rates, and just a lot more details I can go over in these next few trainings. So come to the blog post, strayblogger.com. Leave any questions or comments in the comments section. People always bring up things that I haven't made clear or left out on accident. And that's pretty much it for this session.